Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Please repeat after me.
Haha no hi omedeto. Okay, haha means mother. Haha no hi means Mother's Day. And haha no hi omedeto gozaimasu means Happy Mother's Day. So now you can say it in Japanese. Haha no hi omedeto gozaimasu. This is our Mother's Day sermon. In 1976, Harvard University set out on a project known as the Harvard University Preschool Project, in which they studied for 10 years children between the ages of 18 months to 8 years old. And they published their writings in the American Psychological Association Monitor. And among the many results from their study, one of the things that they said was here. Dr. Burton White said, "The single most important environmental factor in the life of the child is the mother. She carries more influence on her child's experience than any other person or circumstance." For those here who are mothers, and for those here who have mothers, that's a big surprise, isn't it? Of course, the single most important factor in the life of a child is the mother. And we all know that, and finally the scientists have figured that out as well. So praise the Lord. Today I just want to give a few meditations on motherhood. Just as I think about my mom, she's coming actually in the next few weeks, looking forward to her visit. And as I think about my mother, I learned some things about God. God reveals to us many things through each other. I often hear Christian parents when they talk about their children, and they'll say, "Oh, God taught me something through my child. And my child did this or did that, and I learned something about God." You know what? It happens the other way, too. The children can learn about God when they reflect on their parents as well. One thing I learned about God is his unfailing love through my mother. My mother's love is always there for me. No matter how many times I forget her birthday, no matter how many times I fail to call her, no matter how many times I just be a bad son, her love never fails. And that's the beauty of my mom. I love her so much, and I'm so thankful. She raised me, as many of you know, as a single mother. I never met my father. I still have never met him. Someday I hope to, and that would be great, but all throughout growing up, my mother was the single most important influence in my life, just by the fact that she raised me by herself. And we couldn't be together for many hours because she had to work. She had two jobs growing up. As I grew up, during the day, I didn't see her. And even in the night, I couldn't see her at all. And through all those times when we were separated, and I couldn't be there to hug her. She couldn't be there to comfort me. She couldn't be there to help me with my homework. She couldn't be there to cook sometimes. I never doubted, without any hesitation, that my mother loved me and cares for me and gives all of herself so that I can grow up a happy and normal child. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. The same is true with our Lord. The same is true with God, the God of the Bible. And if you read the Psalms, you'll notice the word love in there is written many times. And next to that word is the word unfailing. No matter how far we may feel, no matter how separated it seems that we are from God, no matter how far we run away from God, no matter how much we may ignore God or even reject God, the truth of the Bible is that God's love never fails. Never fails. The Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. Just like our mothers love us unfailingly, through good times and bad, through easy times and difficult times, so the Lord loves us. Amen. Second thing I learn of God when I think about my mom is that God is relentless. God is relentless. My freshman year in college, I went on a very big date, and I borrowed my mother's car. And I had a tuxedo. My date had a very nice dress on. And we were driving to a kind of a famous hotel in Los Angeles where there was going to be a big banquet. And I was looking for the signs, where's the exit? And suddenly, my date said, "Look out!" And I look at the car in front of me. It's completely stopped. I hit the brakes. I turn the wheel. Nothing happened. Wham! Right into the car in front of us. My mother's car was completely totaled. Just a wreck. But we were wearing our safety belts, so I was okay. She was okay. Just a little dust on my tuxedo, I was okay. And we had good policemen who cared for us, and they drove us in the police car to the hotel. And we arrived at the valet parking in the police car, and everybody's looking, you know, what's happening. A great story I'll tell you sometime later. But we get to the hotel, and I thought, okay, I should call my mother. It's her car. And I call up my mom. I say, "Mom, I was in a car accident, but I'm okay. My date's okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye." And my mother said, wait. And I hung up on her. And we go to the banquet room. We're seated. All of my university's classmates are there. The event is about to begin. The hostess walks to the front of the stage, up to the microphone. Everybody begins to settle down and shush. And the first thing the hostess says is, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our spring banquet. Before we begin, just one quick announcement. If Christian Habakon is here, your mother is looking for you. Please stand up and go to the lobby and call her. She's worried about you." And the whole banquet room said, "Oh!" And I had to count to three and stand up and walk out of the room and call my mother. My mother hunted me down. She had no idea where I was or what hotel I went to, but she called my friends, you know, she called my school. "Where is the hotel? Where is this banquet you're going to?" She called the hotel. "What is the name of my son's school? Where's the banquet room?" And my blah, 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 blah. She was relentless. She wanted to find me, and she did. My first month in Japan, I arrived here September 1999, and I was having such a great time in Japan, I didn't call home. Not even when I arrived, I didn't say, "Hey, I'm here safely." So what does my mother do? She calls my company, and she tells my company, "I'm looking for my son. He's in Hiroshima. I don't know his office number." My company says, "Okay." My company calls me one day, "Your mother is looking for you. Call her." And I said, "Okay." My mother is relentless. When she wants to find something, she's going to find it. And if it's me, there's no escaping my mom. The Bible says this. This is David talking about God. "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." You can't escape the love of God. You can't run from his presence. He is relentless. And some of us have tried, haven't we? We've run as far as we could. We've tried to stay away from church as much as we can. We ignore our Christian friends. We don't open our email boxes from the friends we love. But God is still knocking on our door, and he always does, waiting for us to open it so he can come in and dine with us. That is the relentlessness of God. He never gives up on us. And we just praise him for that. That's the second thing I learned from my mom. The third thing I learned from my mom, about God, is that God loves us enough to give us free will. He loves us so much that he does not want to control us or force his love upon us. What does the Bible say? The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. My mother named me Christian with a different spelling. Christian, as you know, is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. My mom named me K-R-I-S-T-I-A-A-N. And many people have a hard time pronouncing that name when they read it. Why K and why two A's? And the reason is, when my mother gave birth to me, she was actually a nursing student. And at that time, she was studying about a doctor named Christian Barnard, who is South African. He was the first doctor to successfully perform a human-to-human transplant. Human-to-human heart transplant. she thought, oh, I want my son to be a doctor, just like Christian Barnard. So she gave me his name. And when I was a senior in high school, I had to sit down with my mom and tell her the news that I was not going to be a doctor and that I wanted to be a youth pastor. I wanted to be someone who worked in the church and influences people and teach the Bible. And she looked at me, and I thought at that moment her love would fail and that I would never be her son again. She really had her hopes set on being the mother of a doctor. And when I said no, she said, all right, I still love you. Now go. Get away from me. But she loves me enough to let me have the choice of what I want to do with my life and what I don't want to do with my life. It was hard for her to let me live and stay in Japan. I was here 3 years, and she said, that's enough. You come home now. I don't want to hear anything else. That's enough of Japan and sushi and everything. Just come home. I'm tired of making these long-distance phone calls. But I said, no, I'm going to stay. And she said, all right, I love you. And you know what? We've never been closer. We've never been more in love with each other through the distance. I think that's a good thing. She loves me enough to give me a choice. Now, God's love is unfailing. God's love is relentless. But God is never forced upon you. God will always love you. But you have the choice of whether or not to receive or reject his love. That is how God gives us free choice. His love is a free gift to us. Kyohei, our son, has a little dog, a dog that my mom gave to him. And on the palms, on the ears, and on the feet, it has these buttons. And you press the buttons, you know, you press the nose and he says, let's play. And you press the left hand, it says A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you press the foot and it sings another song about colors. We love this doll. And then sometimes, if you press the right place at the right time, it says, I love you. Yeah, it's really nice. And I thought, oh yeah. Just I press it again, nothing happens. And I start looking for the place where I pressed it. Did I press here? Was it there? I couldn't find where it says I love you, because, you know, it's a good sound. And it turns out the dog has an I love you button. But the dog, this toy dog, has a free will. You can't make it say I love you whenever you want. It says I love you when it wants to say I love you. It's this mysterious dog that my son has. And I thought, oh, that's just like God, to give us a doll, to give us a button where we say I love you, but really, it's our choice to give our love to God. It's a free gift. He doesn't force his love upon us. That's a few things I learned from my mom. God's love is unfailing, it's relentless, and he loves us enough to give us a choice about his love. I want to ask you, what have you learned about God through your mother? It could be an infinite number of things if you think about it long enough. And when you do, please remember, you can only learn about God through your mother through the good attributes of your mother. You can only find God in the good things about your mother. And the only way that you find the good things in your mother is if you think of your mother in a good way. You won't learn of God in your mother if you think of God in a negative way. And believe me, I have tried. I have tried. But what does the Bible say? The best way, the only way to know God through your mother is to do like the fifth commandment says. And that is to honor your father and your mother. To honor them. I did a little bit of studying. And what does it mean to honor your mother? In Hebrew, the word honor literally means to make heavy. To make heavy. So, what does it mean to make something heavy? Well, heavy things take time, don't they? When something is heavy, it's not easy to move it, and it takes time to move it. Think long and hard about what your mother says to you. Take her input and her advice as seriously as the advice that you get from your closest friends. Honor your mother. Heavy things are not convenient. Heavy things are heavy. And so it's not out of convenience that we honor our mother and the mothers in our lives. Mothers are not cheap, so don't treat her cheaply. If you have to call her at 2 o'clock in the morning, when it's, you know, just 7 o'clock over there, then it's inconvenient for you. That's okay. That's honoring your mother. It's inconvenient sometimes to love our mother, and that's a good thing because that means we're honoring them. If something is heavy, it takes energy to move it. Sometimes it takes more than one person. Sometimes you need your friend's help. To honor your mother, get other members of your family involved. Call up your brothers, your sisters, and say, hey, let's do something for mom. Heavy things stay a long time. Let the memory of your mother stay strong in your heart and mind. If your mother has passed, you can still honor your mother by letting her memory stay with you, and especially today. That's how we can honor our mother. But you don't know my mom. She's terrible. She's unlovable. She's unreasonable. She's crazy. Yes, that's right. And who made her that way? okay? Before you, she was a beautiful, young, attractive, reasonable, sane person. Great young woman. And then you came along, and what happened to her? That's right. Let me preach it for a minute here. And yet she still loves you. She's crazy, and she still loves you. And therefore, we need to honor her. Now, actually, I don't want to make light of anyone with a bad relationship with their mother. I know what it means to hate your mother. And I know how hard it can be to forgive someone and change your heart and your attitude towards someone who has caused you suffering and sorrow. But I promise you one thing. If you make a sincere effort to forgive and renew a broken relationship, God will always bless you. Why? Because when you honor your mother, you honor him by following the commandment to honor her. Okay, and what if your mother is not a Christian? What if she doesn't believe in God? And that is all the more reason we have to honor her. That is all the more reason we need to give her the love of God given to us. The Bible is full of children who lived for God, even though their parents didn't honor God. We read their stories. We learn from them. What does Ephesians say? Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It doesn't say that your parents are right. Your parents could be wrong. But to honor them, to revere their advice, to take in what they say, that is right. And so we honor them that way. Okay, just want to talk just a minute about Mother's Day. There was a woman named Anna Jarvis. She really loved her mother. Her mother's name was Ann Maria Jarvis. Ann Maria Jarvis was just a great woman. She helped out soldiers in the American Civil War. She was always helping the poor people in her community. She loved her children, and she did her best to raise them up in the love and fear of God. And when she passed away, her daughter, Anna Jarvis, wanted to honor her on the anniversary of her death, the one-year anniversary of her death. And so she talked to her pastor and said, "Pastor, I want to just honor the memory of my mom. And let's have a special day for my mom." And the pastor said, "That's a great idea. Let's do that." And they had a wonderful service. And at that church service where they honored her mother, they gave every mother in the church a carnation, because the carnation was her favorite flower. And the pastor thought, "This is a great idea. I think everybody in America should do this." And so Anna took that to heart, and she wrote hundreds of letters to politicians, to mayors, to governors. And she started a campaign across America to have a special day that will honor mothers. And after 8 years, President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 declared that the second Sunday of May would be a day to celebrate throughout America the Memorial Day for mothers, and it would become a national holiday. And not only in America, but in countries all throughout the world, the second Sunday of May has become Mother's Day. Why? Because one woman decided, "I want to follow the fifth commandment and honor my mother. Even though she's passed away, I want to honor her memory." This is what she wrote as the purpose of Mother's Day: to revive the dormant love and gratitude we owe to those who gave us birth, to be a home tie for the absent, to obliterate family estrangement, to create a bond of brotherhood through the wearing of a floral badge, to make us better children by getting us closer to the hearts of our good mothers, to brighten the lives of good mothers, to have them know we appreciate them, though we do not show it as often as we ought. Mother's Day is to remind us of our duty before it is too late. This day is intended that we may make new resolutions for a more active thought to our dear mothers by words, gifts, acts of affection, and in every way possible, give her pleasure and make her heart glad every day, and constantly keep in memory of Mother's Day. When you made this resolution, lest you forget and neglect your dear mother. If absent from home, write her often. Tell her of a few of her noble good qualities and how you love her. A mother's love is new every day. Ain't that the truth? God bless our faithful and good mothers. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our dear mothers, as Roy prayed earlier today. And we just want to ask for your special blessing today on our mothers who may have passed or may still be with us, who we may see every day or we can only call once or twice or on occasion. Lord, we pray you be with them as you are with us today. We pray you fill them as you fill us today. We pray you encourage them as you encourage us today. Lord, that they would know they are appreciated, that mothers would know they are loved, that mothers who are tired would be strengthened, that mothers who need rest would get the rest they need. Lord, this is our prayer for our mothers. In Jesus' name, amen.